You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have Yitzchak as Esav Kitzai Bepiv, Rivka Heves as Yaakov. What's the shot? Tzai Bepiv, he hunted with his mouth. Rashi, Kitagumoi Bepiv Shol Yitzchak. Kitzayid. Tzai Bepiv. That he caught, that he hunted, who's a hunter, we know. Right? Maybe who does a tshuva, where they asked him, Can a person, you know, hunt? You know, people like to hunt. So he says there's no issa. You know, they ask the Tzah Bal Chayim, or is it Bal Tashchis? He says, Batsim, it's not. Because you're doing it for a purpose. You know, you're having games, you want to know how you shoot, whatever it is. Maybe he says, Api did not. He says, but take a look who are hunters in the Torah. Nimrod, Esav, usually, unfortunately, nowadays it's a little different, but Yidden didn't give those names. And Nebuch in the state of Israel, it's used quite a lot. The word, who are Yagibar? You know, he was. But Nimrod and Esav are not names that you see. Sometimes you see it in the hospitals. Or, I mean, I don't know, all the places. The people wear the tags, or some of the people there wear Esau, E-S-A-U, right? They use that name. Right? Because it looks like Chalil Yankov was the one who was, deceived him. Deceived him. But anyway, so Rashi says that the Kargum then gave him food to eat. And then he says he would be tzad meram. But what's the talk? What does it mean? That he gave him food to eat. Did Yankov Avinu eat it? Did the Yitzchak Avinu eat it? So if you look at number three, the V'rachim Yitzchak, he loved Rachim as Lashem Ahava, Rachim, Rechima. Yes, Eis Arei Metzidei, from his hunting, from what he caught, heavy ochel, he would eat. V'rivka Rachim says, it's mashma that Yitzchak would eat. Okay, so the shayla is, how did he eat? How are you allowed to eat from Esav's shechita? What's the shayla? We know the Avos Pashtus when Mekayim called Tarkula. It's not only Avram Avinu. Well, the Avos Pashtus kept calling Tarkula, right? And Esav, what's wrong with Esav? He's a mummer. So let's take a look. It's a Gemara. What?
Did Yitzchak hold he was a mummer?
What's the difference?
He thought it was mummer.
Let's see if you're allowed to eat from a mummer. So that's a Gemara. I brought the Shulchan Aruch because the Gemara is a whole Shach Bataya. And the final Maskan in Shulchan Aruch is, which Yitzchak also held up, right? Mummer lahachis, afilo dove echad. Person of mumma lahachis. Lahachis, he doesn't care about this mitzvah. So even though the din is mumma, the dava echad is not mumma lakola tarakula. For a person, you know, it's hard for him to he buys eats nevelas. Why is he eating nevelas? Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper. He wants to save money, right? Let's call it mumma la teoven. Teoven doesn't necessarily mean appetite. It's geschmack. It means he wants to save money. The Gemara, you don't see it. They say there's a story at the Chiddush Rim. He saw two Yidden eating tarfis. So he told them, the teyoven, like in Yiddish words, say, eskizim tehet, or whatever it is. Right? So they asked him, they're eating tarfis. He said, this way at least they're mumma teyoven, not lahachis. But mumma lahachis has a din of a min, he's a mumma. A field of a shum mumma lavoy de zara, oy lechal shabbos vahesya. Or shehuma mumma lechola tarkula, right? Kol tarkula means afilu chutz mishtaim elu. Okay, that's a whole big din. Whereas, but the two averes that make a person a mumma lechola tarkula is a mumma levodizar, mumma lechal shabbos behesia, right? All right, so I didn't realize the lochem shuchanach doesn't say the end of it. The din is shechita is no good. The shechita is no good. Okay, now. Akiva, I'm sorry, just a Gemara Shabbos and a Gemara Chulin, if you don't mind. So Rabbi Fall is asking, so okay, so he's a mummer. Yitzchak didn't know that. So let's take a look. Oh. Thank you. Which ones are in there? Okay. Let's first take a look, like over here.
How do we know that
Esav
was a
mumma? Okay, we got. Let's go through the. Okay, let's go through the Gemaras here. So first of all, what's wrong with a mumma? Why? So if you look at number five, the Gemara says, by Kusim. Shitas Kusi is no good. Right? We all know Kusim was a nation that became Gerim, and the Machloikis, if their Geris is a good Geris, if you're all Gerarayas, their Geris is not a good Geris. So Gemara says, Kasav Guri Arayas, and in the Mela, they're like Goyim, and the Shita is no good, which is a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shitas Goy is Nevela. So we're not going to go into the Rambam Shita, which is because maybe it's Avodah Zarah, but Poshet, most we should say this, Tom. Shchitosim psula, kemoi shel oiv de kachavim, vezavachta, because it says vezavachta ve'achalta. Vezavachta ve'achalta. Mashata zaveyach ata oichel, kloima, oisa shehu barzvicha. The one, only person who could shach is someone who's a barzvicha. Lafuke oiv kachavim ve'oichel neves lahachis, and of course, mumuchal atarkula. Right? In other words, that a person who is a goy, like for instance, a koif, a monkey can't shecht. You teach a monkey how to shecht, it's not good. Why? Because the shechita has to come from a person who is muzza not to eat something that's not shecht, that the nevelas and the zavucha. A goy is not muzza, and a achis doesn't care about it, so he's not called a bar zvicha. That's the psul of a mummer from this pasuk. And on that we have a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara, number six, Rabchia ba'avin amar b'yechinin, oivet kachavim yoyrish es oviv dvar teira. Oivet kachavim yarshin's his father. The Gemara comes out that way. But by Akum, there's a din of Yerusha. There's a din Yerusha, even though, how does he yarsha, how he knows his father? That's a big shayla. What do you say, how do you know it's his father? Because how do we know somebody's father? Right. I mean, the chazaka is formed by a right. That you're right. It's a chazaka, but it's formed by a right, huh? Rabbi Yosef. So we've spoken over the years. Is there a din of rave by Akum? Does Ben Noach have a din rave? It's Mashu Pashas the Gemara does. Otherwise, I yash. Okay. Diksiv, the Aleph is the whatever it is, the Markum. Ki Yerushal Esav Nasati Zaseya, that he Esav got a Yerusha. The Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shiny Poshim Shanti Gemara is Dilma. You use a Mumar, so a Mumar. There's no right from there that Akum is Yerush. Avada, his father was Jewish, but he got a Yerusha, but he's not Jewish. So Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shiny. Maybe Yisrael Mumar is different. In other words, a mumma does yarshin his father. He's a yid. Yisrael, a mumma is called Yisrael. Now we'll see. That's not so poshim shan the Gemara. We'll talk about that later. But the Gemara calls Esav a mumma. There's a whole shaila in the Mishnah Melech in the Sefer Prashas Drachim that he has a shaila. Did the avos or klal Yisrael, whatever after that the shvatim, once they became who they are from Avraham Avinu, got mila. Did they go out of being Ben Noach l'kula? Meaning, certain kulas that are in Klal Yisrael, right? For instance, you're allowed to keep Shabbos. So, were they allowed to keep Shabbos? Right? There was an issue to keep Shabbos from Noach's time. Were they allowed to keep Shabbos from then on, even though they're on mitzvah? That's this shayla, okay? It's a nice pulpulim back and forth, is Ramazim Yushenim. So, you're saying, so maybe that's why. You're right. The Gemara is just trying to say, what's the proof? Maybe, it's not a kula proof, there's a din Yerusha. Maybe that Yerusha is a result of having some kind of Kedusha. They zich had a Kedusha. Ramban in Chumash says, in Parshas Emor, that even though he says that once Klal Yisrael went into the Bris, it's not clear if he means Bris Mapsarim or the Etzim Bris of Avram, right? That the din is usually you go after the father. You go after the father. If the father's by Akum, if the father's a Maleki and the mother's Romanian, the father's, whatever he is, the child is a Maleki. If the father's Romanian, the mother's a Maleki, he's a Romanian. He's not a Maleki, whatever Romanian means. But by us, he goes after the mother. If the mother's Jewish, right, the father's not Jewish, and vice versa, it's not that way. Ramban says it happened already. That's klar. Mishnah Menachem himself brings, but he said that's a din kedusha. So over here also. But whatever it is, the Gemara calls Ace of Yisrael Mumar. Okay, so now that we know there's a Mumar, and also look in Rash in 7, ויגדלו הנורם, ויהי עשיו, איש ידע ציד, איש סודה, ויעקב, איש תום, ישב אוהלו. ויגדלו הנורם, ויהי עשיו, כל זמן, זמן שהיו קטנים, לא היו ניכרם במעשיהם, ואין אדם בדקת בהם הטיבים. People didn't look into exactly what, before the bar mitzvah, right? Kivin shenasu b'nei shloisha, so one of the Ramazim for shloisha, we have to know how you know shloisha, ze pirish l'bata medrashas, v'ze pirish l'avayda zara. Right? He, all of a sudden they saw, when they got to 13, Yosef starts going to avayda zara. So he's a mummer, he goes to avayda zara, v'chula v'chula, right? That's what you see over here. Okay? But you see that he was a mummer and so forth. So memela, the chida in the sefer on Shas in Chulin, where the Gemara says mumer is not good for shechita, asks this kasha: how did Yitzchak eat? Maybe he didn't. And Targum says he ate. So let's skip over for a second, number 12. We'll see. Now there's a few Gemaras. We'll see why I picked this Gemara being the Gale later. Let's just do the Gemara first. Rab Zeira Rab Asi iklu lepundak the yai. They came to a pundak, a kretschmer, as we call it, an inn in this place. Aisu kamai, they brought them beitzim amitzumakos beyayim. Eggs that were like sort of cooked together with wine. Some kind of tasty dish, I guess. Rab Zeira lo achal. Rab Asi achal. Yeah. In other words, he was a yid, but he was vice dice. An Amaretz. You see, for the right thing, he was an Amaretz. He was not a Chaver. And what do you know an Amaretz? You can't eat his fruits. Why? Demai. Right? Demai. That's it. Then Demai. We don't know if he takes Maisris. Right? Even though Rav Amaretz is Maisrim, but Chazal made a Gzeira that you can't eat. Your Choshish, maybe he didn't do it. Taisa says, you have a Rav? So Taisa says, you're right, you have a Rav. Right, but imagine the amount of times you eat peiros from an amaretz, hundreds of times. So in that 100 times, you might have a rave, but you're going to hit one or two that are not. So that's why Chazal sometimes make a gzeira, even though you have a rave, because the frequency of the shayla. No, when you have a shayla, certain things, so you can't. You go after the rave, right? Rave bilasachabam echitaisi bichoishes. Something happened, but if you have something that's so frequent, like for instance, mayim she'en lem seif, for chman aslan, if a guy falls into water and you can't see the other side. So maybe he came out of he got in the back of a shark and he went to the other side where you can't see it. So it's very unlikely. But Taisa says, yeah, but in those days with chman aslan, there were so many tragedies of this type that eventually, you're going to, in the amount of times it happens, a woman's going to get married and her husband's still alive. So you have such a crush. But whatever it is, we know there's something called Dmai. So they ate. So Rabasi ate, Rab Zeira didn't eat. Amale Rab Zeira Rabasi, v'lo chayish marla teruvas Dmai? Aren't you afraid of teruvas Dmai? And even though you didn't eat the fruit itself, it was just eggs cooked or whatever they were. Right, the
marinated.
What is it called? Marinated, yeah, right.
Fermented.
I don't know. What?
Fermented.
What is it called?
Fermented.
Well, I don't know if they ferment. He's in the food business. Okay. Stick to the, like one time the plumber came to me, Rabbi, stick to the books. Don't take care of them. Don't give me advice. Okay, well, you'll stick to lawn.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, that sounds like it sounds. I guess, mitzvah for yafel, that means it's cooked. It's cooked with yain. Whatever they did, it's some kind of dish that's terubas. I'm going to lava that taiser. But I said, I didn't think about it. You know, you're right. It looked like eggs. I didn't think about it. Maybe they used wine sauce. You know, I forgot that. So okay, made a mistake. Amrav Zeira. Efshir gazu al taruvas mai. Is it possible Chazal would gaze on taruvas dai? Umestayim milsel come out. The Rab Asi lemechel isura. Rab Asi will eat an isser. But how's it possible Chazal? No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I had no reason not to eat those eggs. Why? It's called taruvas mai. Maybe Chazal would not gaze on teruvas die, only on the mai itself, the fruit itself. But if it's a mixture, meaning it's cooked together, you just have the tam of it, maybe you don't say it. So, hashta, why can't it be? Maybe he made a mistake. Hashta, behemta, shetzadikim, menakosh, baruch, maybe takal yodan, Tzidik and Atzmon Lakolshkin. What's that? The Gemara brings over there of Pinchas Bin Yared, Yedua, by Avram Avinu, 2 weeks ago was Medrash, I think last week's Medrash, that the Gemara, yesterday's Medrash, the Gemalim of Avram Avinu had muzzles that they shouldn't eat. So, in fact, the Gemara, Pinchas Bin Yared's Behemoth didn't want to eat things that were not Gemaisin. Because why? Because he was so part of a Pinchas Bin Yair that he didn't go ahead and able to eat something that's wrong, right? So hashda behemtos shetzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe to call the, even if the behemoths don't do anything wrong, tzadik and atzmon look, the Medrash sort of asks, the Ramban brings this Medrash, he says, how could you think that Avraham Avinu's behemoths will do anything, will steal? Tzadik and atzmon, so of course the Baruch Hashem doesn't, that's what's called ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe to call the, right? Ain't a question. Baruch Hashem doesn't make a tzaddik make a tekola. So Nafak Abzera went out, meaning he started looking. Maybe it's a brice that takvot, and he was medayik the tznan halokech yain letoch losses atoch amurais atoch alunta, some kind of karshin and losses mentchinim adoshim losses marzizim, or it's food that's tarubis chay mishum dmai ve'im tzoch loy mishum vaday ve'hein atzam b'dein themselves is mutam neishen tarubis ve'lo gozru al tarubis dmai. That's the next Gemara. I'm saying just kidding. The Gemara is going to, but the Gemara says he found a Mishnah that says there's no instance of not noise. It said it had to be that it's mutter, because otherwise how could it be? So that's a klal called in Shas. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu may be to call al yadin. Just take a look at Tosis for a second. Tzidik and Atzmon lo kolshkein. Teima Ashkecha Yehuda ben Tavoi Harag Eid Zomim. Yehuda ben Tavoi. So the Gemara says he made a mistake in a drasha. He didn't realize that Edom Zomim you kill. So the din is Ad Sheyazimu is Shneim. Right? He thought even if you mazim one, even if so he killed one egg because they were mazim it. But it's not true. I had a bunch of them. Rabbi Shmuel, right? Famous, right? It says in the Mishnah, Lo Yikra Adam Lo Aner. You're not allowed to read in front of a Aner on Shabbos, right? The Bryce, that's what Mishnah says. Then the Gemara says, Shema Yata. He might fix it, you know, because the light is a little dim. He might fix it. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Ani Ekra Velo Ata, I do it. And Kachavi, he read. And he said, Ani Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmol, I don't remember. Yavi, Shibana Beis Mikdash, Yavi Chata Shlema. The Goyen has a Mary de Gevurt. You know, the word of the Goyen. The Goyen says, the Gemara says, Kama Gdeilam Shacham Shamru, Lo Yikra Adam La Arner. So he says, what's Lo Yikra Adam La Arner? Kama Gdeilam Chachamim. You know, that stops. So he says, because in the Mishnah, it says, Lo Yikra Adam La Arner. That's it. Doesn't say a reason. Right? Right. So like one time there was a whole big fight over here. If you say Avrachman, you don't say Avrachman. So it was very poshut, you know. So till they showed him the Luach, then like the Luach passes, because whatever the Luach says, it doesn't matter what the reason is. But the Luach says it. Lamais it said Aleph Avrachman. Einoimim. The guy thought it meant, you know, Aleph Av means something, but Avrachman. You have to say Avrachman. So Gabbai has to know Reshit Tevis too. But a Kaponim, in other words, he said, Kam Gdoim Chum, that they gave a halacha without a tam. In the Brice, it says, Shemayata. Oh, Shemayata, come on. You're really worried about that. If the Chazal say halacha, oh, you listen to halacha. So, Mary Dicka Goin. But anyway, he did a chait. It's only in food, ain't a kosh baruch hu, maybe to call yadin. Shignaihu letzadik sheoichel dava asa. But a kopanim, and the Baruch Hashem makes it that tzaddikim. Okay, so let's be about I know tzaddikim. Okay, so right, they're not tzaddikim the way we could be tzaddikim, but it happens, right? But Yitzchak Avinu, less man the Palik, is a tzaddik, or Basi is a tzaddik, or Yitzchak Avinu is a tzaddik. Yeah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Oh, so that's the shah. What does it mean? It's more of a gnai, because it's in the cheftz itself. There's something in the cheftz itself. So you're right. It's a good point of it. That the Gemara's this whole Shilas Avnez goes into what's called the Issa Gavra and Issa Cheftza. That's the thing. You know, but food is there's something wrong with the food itself. You see, there's such a reality. At Kedekach, there's even a whole big Shila. We know food is Machalsus was Metamtim Alev. What if you eat Beheta or you know things that is it still Metamtim Alev? Is the Timtim Tolly in the Shem Issa or the Etzim Zach itself? That's right. If you eat something that's Mutta but it's not healthy. It doesn't matter if it's. They have 20 ashgachas, but if it's a frankfurter, it's not great food for us at our age, right? But so that's what food does. Okay, whatever it is, Tyson says that. So how could, so Frank the Chidah, How could you say that Yitzchak Avinu ate from Esav? Esav was a mummer. So now he brings it b'shem a sefer Imre Noim. I have it, brother. It's a rishon. A rishon is this kash. It's a Baal Tosfos on Chumash. Okay, I didn't want to bother to look for it. Maybe he did have it, but Tema. Harminim bepek kamechulin. The mumel avodazar mutol lechol mishkitasoy. One man holds it's mutter. That's why I'm skipping the shakar v'tar. Why don't you bring a right from Yitzchak? Yesh loyma de lo achol mishkitasol oilam. He never ate from it. He says he never ate. V'chein nizdamen lo yankavai de Rivka imu parmazos. This time when he ate it, it came to Rivka. And it was enochanami. He always brought him food, and something happened. The food got spoiled. The food fell down. Yitzchak never ate it. This time, Rivka knew about it. She traded the food. She ain't a kadosh baruch hu made it to kol mitzvah, right? I, v'haksiv, kitzayid bepiv, mashba, like the uncle that says, the rugel hayalachel meshkitasa, yeish loymar, shezeh hayakoydim shenishtamid. This is before he became a mummer. Yeah? Before he came a mummer. So this is a whole shot. What does it mean before he came a mummer? When did he become a mummer exactly? So that's the question. Shechitas katan is kasha. But is he called a mummer? So we saw it at 13, he was a mummer. V'yazid Yankov nezid, v'yavah esav nesod v'hu ayev. V'yayma esav el Yankov. Aliteini namen adoyim adoyim azeh, ki ayaf anachi alken krosh moi edoyim. Okay, that's edoyim. Zoktuashi min adoyim adoyim, adoshim adumis, was red lentils, whatever, beans, the Rebbe always used to say, but I guess adoshim doesn't mean beans exactly. V'oysa yayim mei savram. Shaloyiras Esa ben beno Yetzel Tarbiswal. Gemara Baba Basra says that that day he did so many averes, Baal Nar Murasa and this and that. Once they did all kinds of averes. The angel Seva Teva, the Bereshim promised him Seva Teva, you'll have a good end of your life, right? What do you mean to see Zainakal go off the Derech? So the Taskanim 11, Pirsh Rashi, calls Mashi Yiktan Lemas and the Kar, Kivishanasa Bene Gimel, Zep Pirsh, Besa Midrash, Vizep Pirsh of Rezar. Mashal, Nenotzutis, Vadas, you have like a thorn bush and a myrtle, a nice shengdelim zemeze, kozman shem ktanim ein adam afkin ben zeleze, igdilu ze reichu veze chucha. This is a thorn and this is has a nice smell. That's a medrash. V'kosh shepirsh rashi eisav lo yabekim ben yod gimuk shepirsh v'azara, sherei uyatsu in the next pasuk, v'yasid yakun azid, sheoisi yeim eisav ram, sheir eisav ben benoy, yeitzat har besra, v'zeu sey v'tay v'shevticha kodesh baruch hu. Ulefi zeh shamarnu shehu ben yud gimel shana im kein marad bechaye Avram beis shanim. Sharei Avram chay kuf ein hei shana. Avram was 175. U ben mea shana ek shenolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben shishim shana ek shenolad Esav. U misham, right, so if he's 60, so misham ad kuf ein hei is 15. So he was 15 years old when Avram Avinu died. יש תצווה שם לך שעשר בן תצווה שונה כשם עשר רב. אז אם כן מרד שתי שונה בחייו. So 2 years. ישעמי פרחלי, ברינגס ישעמי אסס קשה, דסקיינו, it's a תייסס, ומשעני שנסיים מרד בת מפיינס. He did it secretly. פירש בצינה. אבל אחר מייסה מרד בפרהסי. He was מרד בפרהסי. Right, so that means from 13 he was already doing a verse בצינה, which only helps the guy בשבס. But Pashas, he was over the bazaar, it doesn't really help. So it's not clear what the Imre Noyim is saying. When did he eat from it? Side Bepiv? Right? What does it mean that he was ruggled to eat by him? Right? Is it the Pshat is the last 2 years something happened? That's what he means. But whatever it is, you see, was a mumma. So first of all, so I'm going to go through a few turetzim that the Chida and others, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Rabbi Yosef Goyen, brings also this question. And one of the things he says, Rabbi Yosef Engel, is before Matan Torah, keeping the Torah was Midas Chassidus. It's Midas Chassidus. The office didn't have to do it. Was Midas Chassidus. And he says there's no klal of Behemten Shel Tzadikim in a Kosh Baruch Hu by Midas Chassidus. Why? Because what David asked before is, what's the problem? The problem is it's bad something wrong with it. So you're doing, when you're eating something, it's bad some achet. You can't deny that you're doing a achet. For instance, in the Rabbanans, there's an interesting halacha like this. Let's say, well.
Shaggy the Rabbanan, right?
Oh.
There's no history. There's no meridas.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So this is a whole big shayla. We'll just say over in the Nesivas Bekitzer, what may I say? If you don't want, 1 minute after the shayla, I just have to speak about something. But there's a lacha like this. It's a Gemara in Pchairis. It's a lacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a guy sells you food. And you buy meat, and you buy it, right, for $100. And then you eat it, and then you find out it's treif. So of course, it's a mekach tos. So now he's got to give you back, how much does he have to give you back? $100. But you ate. You saved yourself a meal, right? Yeah, so okay, you would have paid $10 for the meal, $5 for the meal, $1 for the meal. But so maybe you should only give him back you should only give him back $99, $90. Now, what a mekach cheshbon, what you saved yourself for what you So it says no, because since achila sis alav shma achila, you didn't nena from it. Now, you know, it's like you didn't nena from it. You have to give back a full $100. So that's when it's issa deraisa. It's the rabbanon. You taka take off the mat, the amat you ate. Make it like a uzi, like you ate, you know, stam plain food, not a steak. So Masiv says, what's the difference? He says what the mayor said. In the deraisa says the etzem zach is also. You did a chait. That's called a chait. In the Rabbanan, the chait is like I said, you're being murdered against the Rabbanan. A shaygig is not a merida. It's not an isser at all. That's the Nesivas Chiddush. There's no such thing as a shaygig in the Rabbanan. It's not the etzem zach is asa. It's not. It's because you went against the Rabbanan said don't do it, and you went against the Rabbanan. So that could be not. That could be not.
Also. That could be
That's the problem. Because over there it was shaygig. That's the problem. That's what they're asking. But Midas Chassidus, he's calling it Midas Chassidus. So we'll say Bekitza, that he himself, I think, brings this. He says that the Gemara on Shabbos says that there was a chas, that you're allowed to think about your business on Shabbos. Okay? Yeah. I don't have to give you a heta. But anyway, right? The Gemara says, I, there was this chassid who went to this field, and this happened, and he thought about it, and because of that, he got punished. So it says over there, because he was a chassid, and the chassid shouldn't, and his Marashah says it's a chait. On his level, it's a chait. He says on the level of Yitzchak Avinu, it would be called a chait, even though it was midas chassidus, but a chait is a chait. Okay, yesh lo falpo, maybe it's only after Matan Torah, but that's one of the things he says. I want to get to other things. I'll just first say the terutzim, we're just going to go through certain terutzim. Then one terutz, the Rabbi Yosef Engel also wants to say, is because what's wrong with a mumas shkita? Like Taisa says, he's not a bar zvicha. Right? He's not a bar zvicha. And since it's not Bar Zvicha, it's not kosher. But no one was a Bar Zvicha then. Like you were saying before, Pashtus, there was no such thing. In other words, when they shechted, right, they were muzer in the velas. So everybody was really good. That's what Abdav was saying before. The status of Klal Yisrael, Pashtus were B'nai Noach. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when Zimri took, when he took Kozmi Bas Tzur, so he grabbed her by Blue Riyasi, took her hair, he brought her, he says, Zuma Teres Asura. Says Asura, Moshe Rabbeinu talk. Bas Yisroi mi hitalach. So how did you get married to Tzipora? So I said, no kasha. It was before Matan Torah. You're allowed to marry a Ben Noach. She says, Kulano are you Ben Noach? Rashi says, we're all Ben Noach. There was no such thing as a, so there's no difference, you shechting or a mummer. They wanted to keep it. That's not called a shame. A shame mummer has no effect because what's a shame mummer? He doesn't, he's not a bar zvicha. You're not a bar zvicha either. So, and yet you're eating from it. The Torah says, you have no choice now. You want to do the press of Shechita. So everybody, that's what he mefapul into. Okay, yesh makom latan. Maybe you still, since in the Torah, a mummer is no good. But another thing he says this he says, with Rashi. That's what I want. I forgot to tell you to do the Rashi. Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis that the problem with mummer. What's the problem with mummer? The problem with mummer, Rashi says, on Gimel on Dalam Bebez, I forgot, I should have told the guy to print that, but he says in Dibur Maschil, Elamumer, he says, Damar Mach, Hamur Avoy Dezara, Shekola Kaifa, Kamoid Bechal Takula, Afilocha Samchina Lei, in other words, this man Damar holds a Mumer's Kasha, Samchina Lei. It's Mashma and Rashi, what's the Drasha Quantitaisis? The Quantitaisis, the Drasha is, you have to be someone who's muzer in. He is muzer. he's a yid, but what? But he's a mummer. He's not keeping it. But you can't say he's not muzer. He is muzer. Who? No. Not a vayv zar. In achilas iser. No, not the. He doesn't. No, a mummer of vayv zar is right. Well, choishishim that eats nevelas. So right. Good. But a Akum is possible because he's not Muzer. But a Mummer, he's Chayiv. He's just not allowed. For instance, can a Mummer write Tefillin? Akum can't write Tefillin. Right? A Ben Noach can't write Tefillin. Akum can't write Tefillin. Why? Kshatim l'chsavtim. You have to be Chayiv in Kshira. If you're not Chayiv in Kshira, then it's not a good Tefillin. A Mummer can't write either. Why? Because he doesn't care about Tefillin. But Lamai says, he's mechuyev to put on tefillin. The same mummer that you say is tefillin not good, you tell him, why don't you put on mummer, why don't you put on tefillin today? Right, you got to put on tefillin. So Rashi holds, it's just the derabban and dikadin, because you're choishish, right, that he doesn't do it well, shchita at least, right? You're choishish by writing, he might do it l'shem, who knows what. That's the chshash. It's only chshashes. So Mela, he says, so it comes out according to Rashi, what's the problem with a mummer? The problem with the mummer is maybe he didn't shecht well. So the Baruch Hashem made it that the Yitzchak, that he did shecht well. That's his teretz. That he did shecht well. In other words, ein hachanami. If you say the hope that mummer is no good because you can't trust it, even if you have oymed al gabov, because he's so quick he might do it on purpose. He might want to trip you up. But let's say taka does shecht. He's shecht. Right? He's afraid his father has ruach hakodesh. Yitzchak did. Maybe he'll be able to say there's something wrong. Right? Maybe he'll be able to tell it wasn't a good shechita, right? We'll find gemaras like that. So it may have made it that it shechted good each time. All right, that's the... Oh, okay, it's a nice teretz according to Rashi. The problem is twofold. A, let's first start out from Yisrael Mumashayni. You said, what do you mean he's Yisrael? All right, so what does it mean he's Yisrael Mumashayni? What do you mean Yisrael Mumashayni? I want a deacon of gemara. What's Yisrael Mumashani? Yisrael Mumashani. He's Yisrael Mumashani. What do you mean? Yisrael Mumashani. A Yisrael Mumashani, Yashu's father. Of course he's Yashu's father. Not shiny, that's the din. Yisrael Mumashani is called a Yisrael. Teretz says, there's no way Esav's a Yisrael. That's for sure. When it says in the Gemara that Esav was Yisrael, that means he was brought up, he could have been Jewish. But what's the raya could have been Jewish? I'll give you a very posh raya. Because what makes him not Jewish? Who remembers? What makes Esav not Jewish? Which pasuk? Ki be Yitzchak yikar lechazara. So only Yitzchak. So who's the children of Yitzchak?
Yaakov and Esav.
Oh, v'loy kol. So who's that? So we. How do you know? They're going to say it's no. It's them. Oh, so that's not so pashit. You need rayas for that. So the Rambam brings rayas for that. You know when that raya happened? The night of the brachas. You're quoting a Gemara. It's true. The Gemara says, Yishmael, the Goyim are not called Chayiv and Bris. I, Yishmael, why not Yishmael? If it's Zer Avram, be Yitzchak Yikar Lechazar. Yitzchak Volo Yishmael. So Gemara asks, okay, so B'nai Yitzchak should be Chayiv. Gemara says, be Yitzchak Volo Kol Yitzchak. Be Yitzchak. In Yitzchak. Okay. Volo B'Kol Yitzchak. So listen to this Rambam. Perek Yud Alach Hazayim. Hamilo Netztav Avram Avinu. Avram, Vizara. Shenema Atav Zerach Hechecha. Yotza Zar Shishmal, Shenem Beki Biyitzchak Yikar Chazar. Veyotza Esav, Sharei Yitzchak Amal Yankiv, Viyitin Lachar Ez Bikas Avram Lachal Lezaracha. Mechal Shu Levado Zar Shul Avram Amatzik Bedos Adar Kishor Vemach Chavmil. The Gemara says Yitzchak Vola Yitzchak, Kol Yitzchak, Zok the Brisker Rav. Yeah, Yitzchak Vola Kol Yitzchak, but which one? Only one of the two. It could have been Esav. If Esav would have been Zaycha, he would have gotten the brachas. You see, now the pshayla is, who is the one that gets thrown out and not? So, Rav Hutna has a letter about this. So it seems like a kid asked him this.
Until that time, he was considered to be Yid.
Oh. So that the pshat was, he had, yeah, he's a Yid. But what if a Yid shmads? Does he become a goy?
No.
How do you know not?
Israel after
Pishachot. Where do we know that from? Only after Yankiv. Once Yankiv was around, we have, but before Yankiv it was. Esav decided to become a guy. That's what it is. So Mele was. Yisrael Mummer means that he's that type of Yisrael Mummer that became a Akum. That's what the Gemara says, that's what Vutna says over there in the letter. Somebody asked him some kind of kasha. It's not clear what the kasha is. It seems like a child, like a bar mitzvah child came out. Because he writes to him in a way, why was he a bar mitzvah? I don't think he's writing it 10 years after. Right? But he's and he said, well, yes, it's a good question. But the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara is not Esav is a Yisrael. Esav is not Yisrael. Yisrael Mummer means he was a Yisrael who became a Mummer and switched Yisrael af pishachata was only after Yankov, right? That's right, because you see, Yisrael's not. The Gemara says that. So, and that's the Lashon Gemara, I think. Yisrael, doesn't say Yisrael Muma. Yisrael Muma shiny. You're right. Maybe, Avada, he's an Akum. But he Yashin's because he started as Yisrael, so maybe there's Yerusha there because there was a connection before. That's one thing. Then, let's ask the other thing. Let's go back to the story with Rabasi. What happened to Rabasi? What happened over there? Rabasi, right? Zera said, oh, maybe Eitur is my, I what? I, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Tekal Detzigen. What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? He thought he ate Dmai. Maybe Taruvus Dmai is called Dmai. Okay, but what's wrong with Dmai?
Maybe
over here the Hamaretz was Mafresh Maisa. Maybe the Baruch Hu may, you're right. Maybe there is a din of Taruvus Dmai. There is a din of Taruvus Dmai. But the Baruch Hu made it that Rabasi will eat Dmai of an Hamaretz. That was Mafresh. Rav Hamaretz Amar Maisa. What's the problem? So the Reish Yosef asked that. What's the Pasha of Taruvus? What?
How did Rashi know that?
No, because he's a tzaddik. It has to be. No. It doesn't matter. Rashi he forgot. But the Baruch Hu was Masman. So what's the answer, Gabriel?
Once
the Rabbanan made it Asa, you're eating an Issa. Right? Even if it's a Rabbanan, it's a Gnai to eat something. It's Asa. You can't go ahead and say, I have Ruach HaKodesh, and I noticed Amaretz was my. I have Ruach HaKodesh. Forget about Belish B'Shemayni. So what? Doesn't matter. Chazal said Dmai is not allowed to be eaten. So the Teretz Achar doesn't. It's not a good Teretz. Why? Because even if you say the Mumma they acid because maybe it doesn't shakt, well, Chazal acid it. It doesn't matter if you have a closed circuit TV. It doesn't matter if you're watching Gemara. Or even Al Gabov. Maybe he did something. They made a Gzeira. Even if you have 100% proof, but they made a Gzeira. So Mamela, if there's an Makarish Bach, maybe to call on Yitzhak Avinu, Avada, he wouldn't have eaten something else. No worse than that case.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.